من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة.
You have probably read this verse in Surah An-Nahl. Whoever believes, whoever does good, male or female, and they are mu'min, believers, we will give them a new life, a pure life, hayatan tayyiba. The exegetes, the theologians have discussed a lot about what al-hayatu tayyiba is. What does it mean? Is this a new life? Is it an extra life? Or is this a change in the quality of life? Marhum Allama Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alayhi in Al-Mizan, it says it's not changing quality of life, it's a new life Allah gives you. It's an extra life that comes. A life that gives you a new vision, a new hearing. You hear things that you could not hear before. You see things that you could not see before. Now, Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam was asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, what is this al-hayatu tayyibah? What does Quran mean? What Allah means by this? What blessing is this? He described it in the most beautiful and concise way. He said, Al-qana'ah, contentment. When you become content, when you become pleased with what Allah has given you, it means you have closed your eyes to things that you don't have. Our plight is that we always look at things that we don't have, we don't look at things that we have. And that's why we cannot offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always think that Allah owes something to us. We always think that Allah is in debt to us. Because, of course, others have things that we don't have. We never look at things that we have. And that contentment, therefore, doesn't enter our heart. And therefore, we are not pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Allah is not pleased with us because this is a mutual relationship. As in many places of the Quran, it is said, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we close our eyes to what we don't have, and we reflect on what Allah has given us, and we offer Him thank for it, we will find that al-hayatu tayyibah, the pure life. A pure life which is completely under the trust and wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who has a pure life, who has this hayatun tayyibah, completely puts himself in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, how trustful is Allah. How powerful is Allah to give us what we need and what is beneficial for us. Not what we think that is beneficial to us. What really benefits us, He gives us. Put trust in Allah and never mind what happens to you. Because if you put your trust in Him, He knows how He has to treat you, how He has to train you, how He has to take you through different steps so that you come to your final stage of perfection. A very beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is in Al-Kafi. One of his companions, Fudayl, says that I went to visit Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq when he was ill, in his last illness, after which he passed away. You know, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was poisoned, and the poison has affected him in a way that he had lost lots of weight. At the end, he was just bones and skin. Fudayl says, I saw him in that situation. Nothing was left from him. He was just bone and skin. And I couldn't stop crying. Imam alayhi salam told me, Fudayl, why do you cry? I said, because of what I'm seeing. What has happened to you? What they have done to you? Imam said, Ya Fudayl, nothing wrong. It's all good. Do you not know that if a mu'min turns his eyes open in the morning and he owns all the wealth between Mashriq and Maghrib, between East and East, is good for him. And if a mu'min opens his eyes and they take him, they cut him into pieces, it's again good for him. Because it's not he who decides what's good and what's bad for him, it's Allah that decides for him, since he has trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Allah never does anything to mu'min except what is good for them. Now, they might see, those things might seem unpleasant for us, might not seem very good in our eyes, might seem difficult, but never mind. Why are we afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we trust Him?